A new art exhibit is designed to help with stress. Korean artist Kim Soo-ja dreamed up a meditative exercise that's been spreading since June with the public's help at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on Archive of Mind, a participatory piece that's just about done.
This is the sound visitors hear as they walk into a revamped gallery adjacent to the Peabody Essex Museum's new wing. The room is occupied by a huge oval-shaped table, about 36 feet long, 15 feet wide, and it's covered with earth-toned balls about the size of clementines. 40-year-old Clarissa Pengawi stopped in for some relief from the relentless pace of modern life.
Our minds are little racetracks, and everything's sound bites, and everything's short, 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 and fast, fast, fast.
Not here, though. Gallery attendants invite visitors to pull a small blob of clay from one of three different colored mounds. Then they sit down at the big table and roll the supple material between their hands.
I've been encouraging audiences to make a perfect sphere.
But artist Kim Soo-ja says perfection isn't the goal. For her, focusing on the repetitive physical task provides a moment of focus and calm in an overstimulated, device-driven world.
This piece is an opportunity to kind of strip all that back for 5 or 10 minutes. Stick your hand back in the earth, which is kind of where we all emerge from.
And curator Trevor Smith says patiently shaping an orb out of clay can be grounding. Archive of Mind is Kim Soo-ja's first clay ball installation in the U.S. The concept was born after Yoko Ono asked her to join a group art show of works involving water. Kim Soo-ja decided to use clay. Smith says she's an artist who thinks deeply about paying attention.
About stillness and motion. How we treat each other as human beings. How do you express this through what seem like very simple gestures, you know, like the idea of rolling a sphere of clay. You know, it doesn't get much simpler than that, and yet there's a real explosion of associations and ideas.
Kim Soo-ja loves watching people's faces soften as they handle the clay.
Some people will remember their childhood because many people were not really touching earth these days, and even children doesn't have that kind of experience anymore.
When they're done, people add their little orbs to a mass of them that's been growing since June. Now, visitor Clarissa Pengawi's stress ball is one of about 100,000 covering the top of Kim Soo-ja's table.
From a museum standpoint, I like anything that's going to be interactive and let people touch, because there's so much look and read, and like touching and interacting sort of accesses a different part of us.
After this holiday weekend, all those clay spheres, along with the memories they hold, will be gathered up, recombined, and donated to area school art programs. Until then, Kim Soo-ja's big oval table will serve as a portrait in clay of people in Salem over the past 7 months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.